You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show. My name is Charles Rose Jr., and we focus on breaking through limitations and barriers to get you to that next level of investing. With me is William Palmer, my amazing co-host. And in today's episode, our guest will be talking about how to create passive income and build multi-generational wealth so you have more time to do the things you love.
She'll also touch on how and why she got started in real estate syndication. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we guide you to financial freedom and break barriers in your investing to give you the secrets to success. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Rose Jr. and William Palmer.
Hi, everyone. It's Charles Rose Jr. with Breakthrough Investor, where we help you break through that next level as an investor. And with me today is William Palmer, real estate investor, coach, and the amazing co-host of Breakthrough Investor. William, what's up, man? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Charles. Once again, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure being here. Getting really excited about today's interview. I don't know about you.
Oh, man. Like, I'm super excited. Our guest is such a wise woman. And she helps so many other people achieve success in real estate.
Absolutely. I'm really curious. I have a slight background in sales myself, and I know she has a slight background in sales also, probably a lot more slight than mine, a lot more meaning. But I'm really curious to see how that translates over to the real estate side of things. I would imagine that the communication is a really big aspect that translates really well. At least that's what I've come to think on my end. But really, really interested to get her feedback on that and just see kind of how I know that they do some stuff with some syndications. Really curious to see how what her thoughts are about that kind of long term, about that being an investment with the current market and the just the wild stuff that it's doing.
Yeah, well, she's the right person to talk about that. And, you know, in fact, William, she is the managing partner at Vertical Street Ventures, and she focuses on company operations and leads their Multifamily Academy, which is a hands-on multifamily real estate mentoring program to help you create passive income and build multi-generational wealth so that you have more time to do the things that you love doing. Isn't that awesome, William?
That the more time that I have to do the stuff that I want to do or have time with my family and my kids, the better. Absolutely.
Yes. She has so many different skills, William, you know, in leading teams, strategies, project management, you name it. Like, she has so many value that she can add to our audience. So I'm super excited to present today's guest, which is none other than Jenny Gu. Jenny, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Great. Awesome, Jenny. We're super excited too, because you help so many people through the programs that you're doing. And, you know, you have phenomenal leadership just based on everything we know about you and hearing, you know, great things about you from Dustin Heiner. But we want to hear more about you and more about your story. So tell us about your investing journey and what initially made you want to do it.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I worked for corporate America for 13 years as a sales director at Procter & Gamble. So did that for, you know, over a decade. And while we were there, my husband worked for the company as well. We had all of our retirement in the company. So as you can imagine, we wanted to diversify. And we just happened to meet the right people at the right time, at the right place. And we say, you know what, let's try this single family rental thing people are talking about. And so we bought our first rental property. It was in Cincinnati at the time. That's where P&G is headquartered. Then bought another one and then another one. And, you know, the light bulb just shined so brightly. We said, oh my gosh, it's a thing and it's working and it's not as scary as we thought it was going to be. And so we said, well, how do we grow this bigger, faster? Because, you know, individual homes one by one, it takes time, right? And so we found a meetup My husband went to Joe Fairless's meetup in Cincinnati, and we started learning about multifamily. And so fast forward a couple of years, we actually moved back to Southern California to be closer to family and decided to leave our corporate jobs and pursue this full time. So I retired, quote unquote, if you will, my career in sales back in early 2020 and have launched a company with some partners. And that's what we focus on today. We focus on multifamily syndications, predominantly in the Arizona marketplace.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so I want to dive deeper into that journey that, you know, so you and your husband, you started with a single family. So at what point y'all determined to switch over to multifamily? Or I don't remember if you say you sold your single family, but you know, whether you sold it or kept it, you know, what made you decide to scale up into multifamily?
Yeah, we actually have kept most of it. So we have a majority of them still. And we have a property manager that manages them for us in Cincinnati as we're here on the West Coast. We decided to jump over it again, just through learning and resources, right? So you buy these single family homes and they're great. They're in the Midwest, they cash flow. So there's, you know, not a need for us to sell those right now. But when we were, you know, building the portfolio, we said, you know, again, how do we do this bigger, faster? Because while they were only a few properties, they were still definitely work, right? We had to manage 10 lenders, 10 insurance companies, 10 roofs, 10, you know, everything was 10. And when we started going to these meetups and reading books and listening to podcasts, it just made sense. Anytime you scale anything, whether it's, you know, real estate or a business or what have you, things become more efficient. And so when we learned about it, you know, it just made sense. We said, you know what, we believe in this model so much that I actually quit my job before buying a single multifamily door. Like, wow. That's how much we believed in it, which is very backwards, by the way, but we planned for it and, you know, we haven't looked back. So it's just a matter of understanding the economics and is it the right fit for you and your family and your goals, your financial goals.
No, that's good. So, man, so you mentioned that you quit your job before even jump into it. Oh my gosh, that I think William can relate to that. William is in a similar situation with what he's doing because he's believing his goals, and I know William is going to crush it. But talk about that process because, you know, breaking through to the next level. Sometimes there's situations that we may get into where we're afraid to take that jump, and you literally like took a leap of faith and quit your job and jump into it. Like, talk about that some more. Because our listeners are, I believe a lot of them want to do the same thing, but afraid to do it. So how was that for you? And how did you get through that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was definitely scary. But again, you have to plan for it. And so I was able to leave because one, Ronnie was still going to work. So we said, of the two of us, who made more sense? And we decided that it would make more sense for me to leave. So we could rely on his income alone for our day-to-day expenses. Additionally, the single family portfolio was able to supplement a good portion of my previous salary. So that helped hold us over the hump if there needed to be, you know, any buffer. So make sure you plan for it. So don't you, I know you can just wake up one day and say, I quit, right? But you definitely don't want to do that. You want to make sure you understand what the basics. You guys know this. How much do I spend or need in expenses every single month? And what is my avenue to make sure that I can pay for that? Or I need to change my lifestyle if I'm deciding to leave, right? Without having all of that fully baked in from an expense standpoint. So make sure you plan for that and then buffer in things that, you know, things we didn't account for when we both left. So Ronnie actually left P&G as well. So now we're both out of the corporate world. Things we didn't think about or nobody told us about was, oh, shoot, well, now we got to pay for insurance on our own, you know, like health insurance. And then you have to plan for taxes differently, right? So there's other things out there that we stumbled into going through this process that I tell people now all the time, like, great, if you can cover your expenses and you can be off of a W-2, fantastic. But here are the things that you need to think through and expect in terms of the expense side that you didn't need to think about before.
So in that, that's quite a switch to go leaving corporate America and having probably fairly good jobs and having all that stuff. But what in that transition, what was maybe some of those mental hurdles or those things that you had to get over and get through, maybe personally, professionally, in the real estate world particularly, but what are some of those things that you had to get over and get around in order to be a breakthrough investor?
So there's a few things that come to mind. You know, one, and my story is a little bit unique in the fact that I quit and left in February of 2020, right at the start of the pandemic when in California, everything shut down. And then in the marketplace, nobody was buying or selling. It was a very odd year, as you guys can remember. So my day and my schedule, my goals for the year drastically changed based on everything that transpired with COVID. Aside from that, the things that I would say I had to overcome, the first thing that pops up to my mind would be the mentality of your identity. Okay. So, you know, after spending, you know, I only had one job after college. I spent 13 years in one company in corporate America, and my identity was tied to my job. I was someone who worked at Procter & Gamble. And so leaving that and now having your own time and managing your daily schedule and living the life on your own terms, there was a portion of time where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm not a proctoid anymore. That's the term we used, right? I'm not a proctoid anymore. Like, what am I? What do I do? And that was before I had any deals underneath my belt. And so that lack of identity clarity as soon as I left was something that people need to be aware of as well, especially if you spent a lot of time at one company or one job. Who are you now? You're not immediately a real estate investor, right? If you're not doing deals yet. So that was a big hurdle. And then the mentality, just 2020 was just a rough year for everybody all around. The uncertainty, the unknown of if we could get a deal done, because my goal was to do at least one deal that year. And when before summer crept in, like I had nothing to go on. And it takes months to take down a deal. So that was a little scary because the fear of failure was very real that year. Mm-hmm. I had just left, like you said, a really good paying job and security to jump into something that I didn't know and wasn't an expert on. So that played with my mind a little bit that year.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine, literally.
Oh, yeah. And even because even though, you know, your husband, you know, still had his job and you had the rental properties, it could still be scary, right? You know, it could still be scary. And then, you know, so many thoughts can go through your mind, like, you know, well, what if you have a big repair, replacing the roof or whatever it may be. And so that's so awesome that you took that leap of faith to really, like, you know, break through. So you talked about, you know, some of the fears that you experience, and a lot of people experience those same fears as investors. And so what do you think, what would you say to our listeners in order to get over that fear to break through to the next level?
Yeah, I'm all about that 80-for-20 rule. So in this industry, especially when you're newer, you're underwriting deals, you're searching, you're, you know, going out and doing all these things, you're reading books and listening to podcasts. And the number one thing I always hear consistently is people just don't take action, right? You gather all this information and you just don't pull the trigger, and you just gather enough. So get 80% of what you need to know, to do all the knowledge, the resources, and then just go do it. The first deal is the hardest. Then it snowballs after that. You can't just, the deals will just start coming as soon as you start building your track record. And so, you know, I've been very lucky to go and listen to incredible speakers like Tony Robbins and Jesse Itzler and Bobby Castro. I've listened to all these really great, successful people, and they all say the same thing. You just have to take action. And so in this industry, in real estate, it's very scary because you're talking about sometimes millions of dollars, right, at risk. And especially for your first deal, or if you're managing other people's money in a syndication, is very daunting. So start small if you want, right? But just do something. Buy a single family, buy an Airbnb, buy a duplex, something to get started, get your feet wet, learn from those mistakes and move on. Like that's all you have to do.
Yeah. So how did you make the transition from going to where you were to doing syndications? Because I think about syndications and I'm like, the numbers just blow my mind. And I'm like, I don't even want to think about it. So like, what led you down that path?
Yeah, we learned about multifamily through the business as a syndication, right? And I happened to find mentors that were successful on their syndications. And I said, you know what? I see that success. I know I can do a good job with it. That's where I want to move forward with. And that's where, you know, I happened to find a mentor who helped start Vertical Street Ventures with me. So we're partners, and you just got to find the right team and the right people to help support you. Okay. You can't, this industry, can you do it by yourself? Absolutely. Do you want to do it by yourself? No, I don't think so, because you're back to then a full-time job, you know, leaving one career to do another. And that's not the intent, right? And plus you want to leverage other people's skills. You're not going to be the best at everything in every component of a syndication. You want to have partners that complement your skills and your styles with that. Yeah.
That's super awesome. And, you know, you learned from your mentor and you took action, you implemented it. And now, like, you're teaching these things to other people. You're leading the Multifamily Academy. Talk more about that. You know, what made you all decide to start the Multifamily Academy?
So I always tell people this, and I think you would agree. I wish I learned real estate 20 years ago, right? Imagine our lives. And then just side note, you know, I've spoken at college classrooms and to 18, 19 year olds. And it is like so impactful for them to see their eyes just go wide and say, oh my gosh, like I can go do this and go buy a duplex and house hack. Like it's so wonderful to see. So imagine if we could teach people sooner. And even if you're 40 or 50 or retired, it's still not too late, right? You can still get into real estate investing. And so I learned from a mentor, you can 100% accelerate your learning by tagging on to somebody who's done it before you. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you invest in a mentor and have them invest in you, you will slash the amount of time you need, which also means the money you'll save, the experience that you can get really quickly, and the faster you can get out the gates running. And so we said, you know what? We benefited from having mentors. What's our way to give back so that other people can learn about this sooner, better? And yes, there are other coaching programs out there. And just if you've done StrengthsFinders, I'm a learner. I just love the process of learning. And so what I did was I just picked and choose components that I liked from different programs, mashed it all together, and put it in an environment where adults learn best. And that's more hands-on, active learning. And that's what we pulled together. And so, you know, today we have over 60 students across the country, and most of them have been very successful getting started doing their own deals. But the reward is that they are now getting passive income. They are being sponsors. They're helping other people build their passive income and wealth. And that's truly the rewarding side of it.
That's awesome. They're building generational wealth.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, it's amazing, really, to get as much knowledge as you have and then to turn around and start giving that knowledge out just to help people. I mean, really, it's remarkable. And for anybody listening that just doesn't know where to start, doesn't know how to get going, do you have anything to say to them? Like, hey, start here, do this, read a book, this podcast. Do you have any suggestion of anybody who's like, I want to start, but I don't know how?
Yeah. You know, one, email me. I have a list of curated books and podcasts that I listen to, because there's so many out there, right? That I listen to because I find the most value from. And so I'm happy. I've shared it to dozens and hundreds of people. So if you're interested, shoot me a note. I'm glad to send you my list that I listen to on a daily basis and books that I've read. But I would start there. You know, in a lot of people, like during COVID, nobody was meeting in person. So there was the benefit of Zoom and having so many different virtual meetings that you could meet people in New York or in Florida or in Texas all on a virtual setting and learn from them very quickly and network and build your platforms and all of that. So I would start there. Go to networking events, meet up, meet other people who are in the same boat as you are, and meet people who have done what you want to do. And go reach out to them, ask for a coffee, a Zoom if you're not local, or figure out a way to connect and add value to them. And they're more likely to be willing to help you and mentor you and add value to what you're looking as well.
It's fantastic advice.
Right. That's so awesome. And the cool thing is, Jenny said she's going to, you know, literally give you that list. So, you know, you all should be lined up for it. And Jenny, how can they reach you for that list of curated books and podcasts that you listen to?
Sure. Yeah. My email, just reach out to jenny@verticalstreetventures.com. Happy to send you a list and help you guys get started.
Easy enough. Fantastic. And so Jenny, so we've got to kind of talk about the syndications more, because you and your team, you all do it so well, and you all teach people how to do it too. But you've got to admit, you know, lately we've been hearing a lot of stories in the media about different syndication groups, and you know, some of the things, some of the groups that are hurting, you know, maybe it's the interest rates, you know, maybe it's, you know, being too optimistic in projections. And so what are your thoughts on that? And then where do you see the future of the syndication sort of sector of real estate and multifamily?
Yeah, great question. It's definitely been a very interesting years of the last 2 years, I'll say. You know, we saw tremendous growth during the COVID years, the early COVID years, right? At least our properties in Arizona, in some cases, we saw rent growth of 20 to 30%. Very, very high, but they're also not sustainable either. And so now, today, I would say you're seeing a correction or a stabilization of all that significant increase. Right. And so I think what people forget is that real estate is a cycle. And right now we're experiencing a little bit of a retraction in certain markets. Again, it's very market specific. In the markets that we invest in, we've definitely seen not a significant growth, but you have to keep the emotions out and keep looking at the data. So we are still bullish about apartment investing specifically in the Arizona market because of what the data shows us. So the population is still growing year over year. Lots of companies are moving to Arizona and expanding headquarters or adding headquarters there. Cost of living is still much more affordable than the national average. The mortgage rate is still significantly higher than what you can be renting for. So there's a big gap there. So you just have to look at the data. Yes, this last year and even next year will be very interesting to see. But if the number one thing that you have to focus on right now is operations. And so you cannot ride the wave of the market going up and all boats are rising. Now you can't depend on that. You have to make sure that your properties are performing well. And that's what we've focused this entire year on. We've revamped our systems and processes. We've expanded our asset management team, built out construction so that we have more control. And we also, and while other companies and teams are pulling out resources, you know, we're investing in programs like Residents First. We just launched that a couple months ago recently, and that's investing in our residents and providing not just the basics of, you know, appreciation events or, you know, rewards for paying their rent on time. We've added in a component that drives financial education for them. And so they become financially educated. They can no longer hopefully have to work 2 to 3 jobs, paycheck to paycheck. They can teach their kids and maybe hopefully they can buy their own house. But that type of stuff we've invested so much time and energy in right now so that we have happy residents. We have lower turnovers, ideally. That's the goal. Lower turnovers, which is the highest cost on your expenses, one of the highest costs. And we attract better residents to our property.
That's awesome.
A long-winded answer, but yeah.
No, that's very good. And I love everything you just said. And one of the things that stood out to me is you mentioned, like, you know, you have to, like, don't get your emotions involved. And I think that, you know, that's probably why a lot of, you know, big operators, you know, might be experiencing some challenging times. You know, like you said, there was a 30% rent growth rate at one point. And so some of them might have been underwriting at that, you know, you can't really underwrite, you know, this year and next year at that same rate, because that's not normal. You know what I mean? A 30% rent growth. And a lot of times people that their emotions get in the way, or maybe, you know, taking a bridge loan when you know you probably shouldn't, you know what I mean? Because maybe you didn't stress test the asset and maybe it won't be able to withstand a storm. And so, and I think all of that goes back to not getting your emotions involved. And like you said, look at the data and choose the right market. So I love it. That was a really, really good answer. And I hope our listeners are listening closely to that to avoid, you know, some of the big mistakes as some of the other operators, because, you know, sometimes they look at that and be like, oh, you know, all these operators are failing, syndication is bad, but that's not the truth. You know, it's the choices they made that made it turn into a bad investment. But, you know, following your advice, you know, that can truly help them, you know, break through that next level.
Yeah, 100%. Jenny, it's been great, everything we talked about so far, but it's highly, highly likely that we're missing something along the way. Is there something that we haven't touched on or talked about that you think would be advantageous to our listeners to be a breakthrough investor?
Yeah, I think, you know, and I'm going to pull it back up a little bit. You know, I need folks to know that they have to understand their why first and foremost. So Why is this important to you? Why is being an investor and getting passive income important to you? So here's an example. For me, we got into this because we wanted to spend more time with family. We moved back to the West Coast to be closer to family. You know, series of events drove this the priority of that. And so we put our, you know, money where our mouth is, and we said, okay, well, what else do we need? We need to own our time better. And how do we best do that? It's through passive income, and real estate just happened to be the vehicle to allow us to get to that point. And so once you figure out your why, then your decisions become a lot clearer and easier to make. Well, I don't want to do this. Why? Because that's not a priority of mine. Or, you know, it just makes it easier for you to make decisions and choices if you have your why very, very sound.
And that's really good. Knowing your why is so important. And, you know, what do you have, like a method or any or something that helps you like determine your why? Is there anything that you can help our listeners, you know, who may be listening, like, I don't really know what my why is, you know, how can I discover that? Like, what can you give some examples just to help them?
You know, for us, it wasn't a tough time to decide. We have kids, right? And we have aging parents. So for us, the answer wasn't hard to determine because it flew top of mind. Everything we do is for our family and our kids. And so we wanted to spend time with them before they get older and don't want to hang out with us anymore. That's like our primary reason. It's going to happen in the next few years. I know it. But for other people, it's, you know, what if you love your job? You don't want to quit your W-2 job, and you're one of the few that actually love it. Fantastic. But you want passive income to maybe start a business, or you want to travel more, right? And you want to be able to work from wherever you want to, that job you love, but not have to worry about, you know, missing any income if you're commission or what have you. So, you know, I think it's just sitting down and it's getting towards the end of the year. We're doing this with the coaching program. We're going to walk through what we achieved in 23, close out the year and plan for 24. So this is a great time of the year to think about, what do you want to achieve next year? And if money wasn't an option, how would you spend your time? And that will help you get clarity on, you know, why you want passive income.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And that it's so important to know your why. Well, this has been absolutely fantastic, Jenny. And you and your team do so many great things, and you've shared so many awesome insights. People are going to want to learn more and connect with you. So how can they find you and connect with you?
Absolutely. So I shared my email earlier, jenny@verticalstreetventures.com. You can go to our website, verticalstreetventures.com, or we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. So reach out. Happy to help. I love talking about real estate and how that can help you, your investors, your residents, like our program does. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jenny. It's been great having you on the show, and we will see you next time.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.